This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative, provocative views. My name's Jack Geelan. We've got Jenny Puamanuka.
Kia ora, good morning.
And Jeff, and where's Rod?
Good morning, everybody. He won't be long.
Okay, so the Theosophical Society meeting will be happening at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And we are discussing about realistic legal pathways instead of judicial review. A Hamilton branch wanting to challenge the national body should instead look at these more successful routes. Incorporated societies, you can ask the High Court to intervene if the National Society acts oppressively, unfairly, contrary to the Constitution. So, Rod, yes. This is your wonderful work. This is a judicial review of our policies in terms of the Theosophical Society.
Yes.
And we're protectors of the rights of the vulnerable, teaching civics, the rule of law, rights of subjects, theosophical light bearers, star lighters, dawn carriers, community warriors of light, inner sovereignty. What do you think of that?
Yeah, well, the reason I mentioned about the judicial review is the actions of the main body in Auckland can be judicially reviewed in very specific areas because they sort of have a public-facing front, and that then opens them up. So that's the reason that I did that bit of work.
Yeah. Now, on Friday, I went along to the Glenview meeting and Emma Pike was there. And a community councillor was talking about teaching civics about participatory democracy. This is what we want to see amongst the youth, the young ones at school, that they learn about politics. They learn about how to invest in their futures, their destiny. So what do you think of that idea, Rod? That's...
Well, Angela O'Leary has been there 18 years as a councillor, and I worked out that there's 1,400 staff. If they all put $1 million in, that would be $1.4 billion. Our entire debt is $1.22 billion. So over that period of time, if someone's been there for 40 years and they've put aside $50,000, they would have saved up $2 million. Now, if we find that there's criminality in a private prosecution, then proceeds of crime means that we get the $2 million back and we don't have to pay $200,000 in interest, and that's ratepayers' savings.
Wow.
Yeah. So
convinced.
She spoke of signalising Mauroa Road, and she talked about they're receiving a lot of bad presence now with what's happening with the regional councils going astray, all being controlled by the mayoralty, and bureaucracies are going to take full control. And she's working with landlords, water, and AI is an area that they're really focused on within the council. So are we going to hold them accountable?
Well, just on Jeff's comment earlier, there's 200 health car parks at the car park building, but I turned up at the hospital the other day and I found all the staff are parking in the patient's car park because it's much closer. Now, if we had the regional council out of buses and that, we would then have little tuk-tuks and golf carts ferrying them from the car park to the hospital.
Oh, hang on a minute, mate. Are you telling me that up the top of that car park is for those that work at the hospital? I didn't realise that. I just thought there must have been an office down near it somewhere.
Yeah.
Well, they lost 600 car parks up at the hospital for staff, and they must have put that in place for them, but they never worked out that how do you get from there on a rainy day to the hospital?
So it was empty. There was only about 8 cars up there, and they were all, you know, government cars.
But that lease of 200 plus car parks is what we're paying through our health system.
Well, anyway, there were 200 empty parks.
I went along to the Rates Association meeting, And this guy was talking about that he had this organisation and everything, and he was trying to defend his rights with rates and so forth. And he was criminalised. And then I said to them all, you need a forensic audit done on the books.
Yeah.
Because when submissions are made, they reckon it's 500 pages, and they reckon that common mortal man is stupid, that we can't find out what's really going on, where the money's being spent, and everything is being done in secret, Rod.
No, they want you to be stupid. Well, they don't think we're stupid. They want you to be stupid.
So, Yanni, if Tim, the mayor, said to the staff, can you give us your name, address and your date of birth, all 1,400 of you, because Jack and Rod, as sheriffs, are going to do private prosecutions for anything that's happened in the last seven CEOs, and then that would then really would find out who gave their name, address and date of birth, because those that didn't would be, you know, like thieves running when no one chases them.
Now, we've heard news from the government about what is going to happen with the streeties. They've got three main laws. One is rough sleepers. They're going to try to find homes for them. They're going to have increased police presence. And thirdly, they're going to penalise misbehaviour. A government action plan, Auckland Mission mental health support and 200 houses, they reckon. But we need to focus on teaching ordinary people on the street rights and responsibilities. And we need to have a common people action plan, Rod.
Well, with the regional council again, imagine if those that have the library cards have a free bus ride into the suburbs, then they won't be sleeping rough in the CBD, because anyone can help them onto a free bus and the services are out in the suburbs. Very simple.
You've got to slow down and also oversee the fact that a lot of these guys are on drugs and alcohol, and this is why they can't get on public transport and why the bus stop will pull up beside some of these drunks sitting in the bus stop around this town. The bus driver won't let them on, but they're using the bus stop as somewhere to sit because all the seats in the parks are being taken out.
Well, I would suggest the mayoral car with the chauffeur be used for that ferrying process.
No, I actually look at it as a problem of this country, and what they need to do is address it with the medical care and professionals that go around and actually take them down to somewhere where they can have a cup of tea and a coffee, like 401, get them off the street that way, give them a cup of something to drink, access to a telephone, access to a shower, do what some of these churches are doing. Like, I think you can get a shower here at the Methodist Church on London Street two or three times a week, though they let you in for a shower. But this needs to happen.
If you're going to
sit there and moan about that person lying down on the street, like yesterday, little Tina in front of the medical centre, The City Safe came along, told her to go and whatnot, went inside to talk to the manager. She went and had waited till they left and just came back.
I see huge problems up ahead. I can see people are already being penalised for being on the street and misbehaving and putting in our prisons. I can see they're attacking one another. So unless we're teaching them rights and responsibilities,
well, comes back
how to
alcohol.
Act like proper citizens, it's not going to go anywhere, Jeff.
That's right. It comes down to the alcohol, what they're on, and also these synthetic drugs and these dumb gangsters out there that are selling it in the first place. All their clients are just sitting there like the opiate problem that China had in 1848 for the Great Opiate War, 200,000 junkies sitting around doing nothing. So the general ordered all his troops to take their drugs off them and flooded it. No one got arrested. No one got thrown in jail.
Now,
he simply confiscated the drugs.
Now, on Sunday, I attended this service at Commoners Church, which is about ordinary, everyday people, and the head of the Methodist Union was there. And he agreed with me that the system was polarised, the rich and the poor, and the haves and the have-nots. And the whole system's become sort of top-heavy. But he was saying when John Wesley started the church, the Methodist Church, there was an industrial revolution in 1740, and they created a new ground-level micro-church movement, where people moved away from the institutionalised church. The Anglican Church and the Catholic Church were very upset at this time. But you had whole groups of four people per group studying the Bible. And I see, Rod, this is what needs to happen. We need to have this micro church, bottom level movement where people come together, they discuss their rights and their responsibilities and how they're going to work together to counteract the system. Because the bottom line, everyone, is if we become a republic and everything is controlled from the top, they will get rid of the Treaty of Waitangi, which is what they're trying to do now, and you will all be cracked on, and you'll just have a group of people ruling from the top, and you'll have people owning property, and there'll be the haves and the have-nots. Ooh. And I foresee this could happen with AI coming in, and...
Well, Jack, just to leapfrog on what Jeff said, let's go back to 1601, and that's when the Church of England was created, and the poverty was looked after by the Catholic Church. Well, they had to pack up, the Catholic Church left, bodies piled up in the streets of London because there was no one looking after, according to biblical teachings, the poor, and therefore they brought in laws around charity. So education's one of them, and so that's where that goes back to 1601. So I'm leapfrogging back even before what Jeff was talking about.
So without the Orange Amber movement, we have no measuring stick. We need a federal structure similar to Australia with constitutional monarchy. So we need an entrenched constitution in this country. And with the Orange Amber, with the Orange movement, it promoted a new constitution, genuine currency, indigenous treaties, and direct access to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. If you look at the coalition at the moment, they have de-established the Maori Health Board system. And the United Nations came out with this decree this week that the coalition wants to remove treaty obligations. So there's infighting going on right now between the politicians. They want to get rid of the treaty. There needs to be a major uprising. And Labor healthcare capital gains tax pledged to help doctors and nurses setting up practices. It doesn't include corporates. I believe that we need a new labor movement looking at the rights of workers. You know, there's 150,000 young people who are jobless.
Yes.
The government's done absolutely nothing.
When I was sitting in the House of Representatives watching, yeah, they Labor brushed on that.
Yep.
And all Prime Minister Luxon could do was a backhanded immature comment. Well, surprise.
Well, it's like little dogs barking up the wrong tree to me.
But Yanni, you had Winston Peters there with regards to the compensation. And I was going to ask you this question, Yanni. Yeah. Is New Zealand insolvent? And the answer is no. So therefore, there should be money for all those people to get compensated for state care abuse.
Yes.
And we have got trillions of dollars of future minerals.
Okay, so I've got this beautiful picture here, Adventus, it's called. And it's a picture of a man clinging to the cross, but he's going into the beautiful white radiance of being transfigured. You've seen that there. So in order to identify of New Jerusalem jurisdiction, we need to identify with Christ and his life, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, repeating, Amen, come Lord Jesus, come Lord Jesus. We simulate being caught up with the Lord Jesus Christ into the New Jerusalem bubble, turning around with a hand on our heart. The rod, eagle, throne, hold, see, and become. Practice holy sleep by descending into your own being and then standing up, arising. That's called holy sleep. And we're stepping into the inner sovereignty, New Jerusalem jurisdiction. New Jerusalem represents God's perfect government, pure justice, transparency, no corruption, alignment with divine law, the harmony of heaven and earth. So when someone says New Jerusalem jurisdiction, they mean operating under divine order rather than corrupt human systems. Okay, Jeff.
What a wonderful introduction to my segment, Jack. Food for thought from the Fringes, Free FM 89, 3rd of the 12th, 25. The problems facing Hamilton's future, humanity's future, some from our past. Today's letter in my alphabet soup is X. We're nearing the end, Jack. The X factor, our future. Xmas is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Here in this nation known to the world as New Zealand, most of our multicultural base celebrates Christmas. Atheists, most homeowners and politicians hang pretty objects on plastic polyester trees and then give extended families gifts. Those whom have invented that $20,000 future fine for the homeless, they certainly do not go out on the streets and give them so much as a biscuit. Hamilton's Homeless Trust on King Street does for all those who might be hungry on the 25th. Those in Gaza will still be subjected to tyranny and murder. One thief may pinch a chocolate bar from their illegal state of Israel. Some of you here would remember my many statements made concerning a future with no war and one nation under God. Most assuredly, their illegal state of Israel is coming to nothing. Their dissolution is the solution to end war in the Middle East. Now, for those of you whom think that humanity cannot achieve peace, these thoughts come from the news, the misinformation being subjected upon humanity. When God has read comments from the last 6 months, will go upon wings of a dove, and here in cyberspace, where mankind now gets the majority of all its information from, the World Wide Web, many will hear the truth. If you celebrate Christmas, think about some around our world who do not, and when they do not, and why they do not. Those in Afghanistan, those in America hooked on drugs, those in Iran and Iraq that need help to educate their populations, those displaced by the war in Syria who have been attacked by their own country, Russia and America. I do. I think about the corrupt Ukrainian regime that started the war against Russia. Thus, I boycott Christmas. Today's word for the new millennium, X-State. The end is here, and the future X-States will all become regions without war. Next week, the letter Y. Yes, there are 100,000 things on Earth that need fixing. Coastline, rivers and lakes and infrastructure. Next week, Jack, thank you for that segment.
Right, so we've been talking today about the streeties and how to teach rights and responsibilities and have a common people action plan. We're also talking, according to this application of the New Zealand Bill of Rights, homeless persons and street kids frequently occupy public areas such as pavements, parks, bus shelters. Some councils and private security contractors attempt to move on. Now, the New Zealand Bill of Rights states right not to be subjected to cruel, degrading, disproportionately severe treatment, freedom of association, freedom of a movement, freedom of from arbitrary detention. So the police don't have the right to put them in prison, according to this. Rod, what do you think?
I think dignity is the measure. I think no war, you can measure no war by the dignity. And I think the woman that was moved on by one of the health rangers here in Hamilton, and she moved back again, it's about creating dignity for every soul that's in Hamilton.
Yes, so
when
you're talking about social justice advocates, seeking justice requires courage, sometimes personal sacrifice. Do you guys believe that? When you fight for other people, it's going to take a sacrifice. It's going to take a cost. It often comes at a cost. Suspicion amongst friends, loss of popularity, occasionally inviting scorn, even persecution. Marginalization is often a lot of the person prophet who stands for justice. Are you a prophet, Rod?
And on the 11th of December, the council has their first meeting at 9 o'clock in the chambers, and I think the most important thing is to go there and to see if the public get treated with dignity.
Yes, and also on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the Theosophical Society, we're going to be discussing the rights of people to access spirituality. And we're going to be waiting for the judge's report on an incorporated society being independent, so that's awesome. But the New Zealand Civil Intelligence Service, Kaitiaki Guardian Army, the People's Army, investigation into the people behind the drinking water fluoridation programs affecting the people of New Zealand uncovered evidence that virtually all National Party ministers appear to be Rh negative blood group persons. So how does the majority regain control of the future of humanity? Firstly, two separate systems must operate, one for Rh negatives and another for Rh positives. The system of the Rh positives is vital to the civil defense of humanity against the hostile conspiracies of the elitists. Your country needs you.
What are you, Jack? Are you Rh positive or Rh negative? Yanni, what are you? John, what are you?
I am AB.
Yes, John, what are you?
Is that a blood group?
What are you, Jack?
AB something.
Well, it's supposed to be Rh positive. It means you're going according to DNA and bloodline and superior race mentality, which will do away with the treaty. They'll be the only ones. Could it be white supremacists ruling from the top?
Could I please get a Big Mac? Could I please get a Big Mac combo? Thank you very much.
Do you want to upsize that?
Yeah. No, I think we'll go with the medium.
So I was really impressed on Sunday by the commoners' pastor, the head of the Methodist, saying that the system is polarized, top-heavy, and John Wesley started the church, the ground-level microchurch movement. Did you realize the house church core beliefs, every believer is a minister with no clergy-laity divide. I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, the Nico spirit currently operating in a top-down church focus. Do you think that the church spiritually is reflecting what's going on in the beehive? Top-heavy systems that take absolute control?
From the last person who was in the beehive. I'm so proud.
What happened, Jerry?
Well, we were there for the Javon McSkimming reading thing.
Yeah.
And maybe you're right.
Yeah,
maybe you're right.
There's a hidden agenda going on behind the scenes, and the agenda is to get rid of the treaty, to have just a small group of people, property owners and everything, controlling everything.
The government does not want to pay anymore. They don't want to add to the Māori economy.
150,000 jobless youth.
I was telling...
No doctors to go to anymore, sort of thing. You
the
know?
Government has to pay to be on the stolen land with the fiscal envelope.
Yeah. That's a fuckapito.
I've got a video on my Facebook page of Chloe Swarbrick confirming that the government is not supposed to be here, the Crown government.
Well, I have two pushbacks. One on Jeff's one, because Israel has obviously agreed so it can be a state, so there's that. And the pushback on the stolen land. But the negotiations where two people negotiated a contract, offer acceptance, consideration, and to be enforced by the courts.
Yeah.
So Te Pui Ariki Nui has invested millions of dollars in the Te Koteatanga movement, indigenous interests. You know, I had a dream about the words were Rangi Marie Phillips, because I worked with Alex Phillips in the Te Koteatanga movement, which is 1969, and he gathered all the cultural people, the indigenous peoples of the world. He had Aborigines, he even had Indians there, and he had represented the Maori prophetic movement. So I think God wants me involved in the elevation of the status of all people. He wants me to work with the minor parties, but I've been warned already that they need to have baseline policies like homes, you know, affordable homes. Mm-hmm. Okay, democracy as it should be, direct access to parliament. Yeah, you had that idea, didn't you? Bottom line policies for independent candidates.
People running for the 60 people running for the electorate seats, seven of those electorate seats are the Māori electorate seats.
Yes, we have to work in with the Māori
people.
We
have to work in with it. And so
Rangi Māori Phillips.
And with Alex Phillips, he said he was the last of the Māori prophets, which was interesting. And what did you say? They had the treaty in one hand and the Bible in the other.
Yeah.
And I've counted. There's four of us here today. We like that micro church. You've mentioned the biblical saying, and there's four of us. Is this 600 listeners? It's gone up from 400.
Which horse do you want, Yanni? I'll take death, the white horse that comes last.
Now, but apparently with the Hobson's Pledge, they're trying to interpret the treaty that gave the white man the right to go and pay, was it £2,000 for the South Island off the Maori people? So give us the star from that, give us the land from that star to that star, and we'll give you some blankets or whatever the case may. But something's not right. If we don't claim it back, the elitists are going to take full control of
guess
everything.
Guess what? If they take the treaty off us, Te Treaty, we have He Waka Putanga.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about.
And apparently Paul Zentville is going to take me up there on the 1st of February. I'm looking forward to that.
We're going to go see the parliamentarian thing, you know, where they all come and get, you know.
And solar system jurisprudence, Yanni, allows us to then think beyond, because you're right, only males were allowed to own land back then, not women, not white women, not brown women, not any woman. So when those things you talk about in the South Island.
A little bit misogynist.
Let's go back to your DNA. Is the purpose of DNA the fission of thorium, Jack?
What's that mean?
Well, thorium has a million times more energy, weight for weight, than a carbon-hydrogen bond.
Right. So we need that energy from a fin, which means we need New Jerusalem jurisdiction. From a dead construct straw man into a living man on the land. Jurisdiction, the authority you operate under, the source of law, the scope of authority, the realm that governs decisions. So New Jerusalem's jurisdiction means you claim to stand under God's law. Wow. So if we all stood under God's law of truth, light, justice and purity, and rejected false, oppressive, manipulative or corrupt systems, we could appeal to a higher eternal standard of judgment. It is a spiritual form of court of equity, not a worldly court. So it's time for the people to wake up and smell the roses.
Joy in there too, Jack. Joy with justice.
It's time for common law equity counsellors. It's time for all the Maori people of this country to come together with the real people, the common people of this land. It's time for us, because if we don't do this, you'll have a republic with just a minority ruling at the top, and they'll take away all our rights, and we'll be nothings in New Zealand. Humanity will go.
I just wanted to put a message out there. So me and Jack support the White Cross campaign.
Yes, yes.
So we support all the 200, over 200,000 state care abuse survivors.
Yep.
Yeah, I just thought I would interject.
And Military Service Act of Trust in Youth is compulsory. This is going on in France. And cadet life skills training, we need to start training people in God's Kaitiaki Army within New Zealand, because
I inserted the white crosses into this conversation. I won.
And I see New Zealand solve it so they can pay for it too, Yanni.
A world without war, Jack, means all of those military personnel will be redeployed into public service.
Public service, and we're a part. God's got an army marching through the land. Deliverance is this song and healing, everlasting joy and gladness in the hearts and of this army of God apart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we need New Jerusalem jurisdiction. We need to get it together, like with the Methodist movement, in fours. We've got four here today. And we're hoping, how many electorates are there throughout the country?
60 electorates for the 120 MPs.
So we need thousands of these people in fours.
Informed.
Peace be with you, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay, this is from the fringes for another week. Thank you for listening.
See you next week.
Please become common law advocates, social justice advocates. Bye bye.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.